say, the shops are shut. You'll find it difficult to get past.
Which might be better.
To figure out, what are all these inside jokes about? Stay tuned. Hag Ride Happy Hour. Thanks for tuning in today. It is Thursday. It is 4 o'clock. And it appears we are on schedule. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. Thanks for tuning in. That was Friction by Television. And I will confess I had it rolling while I did a little technological troubleshooting here, because last time was a radio show, but a shit show, we'll say, 2 weeks ago. Was not here on Thanksgiving, but some of my fellow DJs were. So thanks for tuning in and listening to their shows if you did. But at any rate, we got all the wires jiggled here and everything tuned in so that you'll actually be able to hear the music I'm playing, which, I mean, my God, that's amazing. So, we're just going to get rolling with some good music to just get some cathartic feels, to just work it out, man. These are crazy days. I'll share the theme, et cetera, later. But first, we're going to have the Queen, Kathleen Hanna, kick us off and get the blood pumping in all the good ways with Ha 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 Armageddon, the Julie Ruin. Let's go. Oh my goodness. This is Hag Ryan. That was a little sloppy. Police at the ease in the street. And I'm giving you just a little bit. Just a little bit of the Clash here. Police at the ease in the street. Shout out to the guy riding a bicycle in the bike lane with a kid on the back of his bike on his cell phone. That was one of a series of things that delayed yours truly arriving to Radio Valencia. Now listen, today we're going to make the theme this and that a sloppy mess. Let's call it that. How about that? I was going to go with the kitchen sink, everything in the kitchen sink, because, you know, when I was thinking about this show, I thought I might call it Kristen H. Christ in the Kitchen Sink, but then I remembered the fantastic Peaches Christ, and I just don't even want to step on those beautiful toes, even the tiniest bit. So, and if you don't know who Peaches Christ is, well, look her up. Horror drag. I don't think I need to say much more than that. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in, and I am talking over this track, and not out of disrespect for Joe Strummer and Co., but because I have played this track for you all before, and it, I mean, it was kind of funny there that it sounded like I was here and on time, but some wonderful, wonderful person from my team must have just jiggled the wires to create a little illusion because, you know, music is magic and maybe I'm a magician. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay. Anyway, so today it's Thursday. It's Thursday and it's Hag Ryan happy hour. And I got a nice glass of McCrosty Pinot Noir, a Petaluma Gap. That's what I'm going to be sipping on. But get yourself a drink. I hope you're having a good week. Things are so much out there. I hope you and yours are doing okay. Whatever I can do with some amazing tunes, some real talk, and just some really good, authentic, cathartic radio vibes here, I'm going to bring it. And hell yeah. So, after talking over almost a whole track here of Police and Thieves by none other than The Clash, because again, I have played that for you here recently, and, you know, I don't want to double dip. I do like to double up, but, you know, hey. So I'm thinking, let's move right into the shit. Let's move right into the good shit here. I was really reminiscing over some fucking favorite tracks. Getting a little nostalgic these days. And I just love this song. I'm going to queue up for you all next. And so let's just get it rolling. We got on the deck The Flamin' Lips and an old one, and a good one, and it is, actually, funny thing, I do want to say, the funny thing about this track is that I remember hearing it for the first time, and the first time that I ever heard of The Flaming Lips was watching 90210. I'm not kidding. And nobody remembers this that I've talked to. So if you do, drop a message, call in, whatever. But they were playing at like Donna Martin's birthday party in this episode of 90210. And this was She Don't Use Jelly. And so if you don't remember that, well, you know, Now you've been caught up. Now you're in the loop. And it's my pleasure to help make that happen. We like to make dreams come true at Radio Valencia, and especially at Hag Ryan Happy Hour. Especially at Hag Ryan Happy Hour, where all the all the fabulous people like to tune in and dish it and spin the reels and let's go, let's go. So we got Flaming Lips up for you. Don't give yourself an ulcer. I mean, someone else will do it for you these days, am I right? Okay, that was Gang of Four at Homie's a Tourist. I love that song. I love that song. Gang of Four, solid. I'm going to play a couple of songs from Gang of Four today for you. Later on, we'll get at another good song, and I'll share with you what that is then. Okay, and prior to that, we had Flaming Lips with She Don't Use Jelly, which was... Yeah, one of their earlier records, and I love the Flaming Lips. Got to see them probably 22 years ago. It's a nice round number. For the first time with Beck, when they were touring Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, and that was fantastic. But She Don't Use Jelly is such a good one. Very creative lyrics, and I would say though probably my favorite record of theirs is The Soft Bulletin. So just an enormously beautiful, textural, and authentically just kind of childlike, wonder wise, and that sounds kind of silly, but I don't know, maybe you understand what I'm saying. Album exploring, you know, grief, and in a way that just has a lot of symbolism and just a lot of heart. But I think they really started finding their sound in a key way with that record. And if you haven't listened to it, so I'm not actually playing it right now, but I will play some for you sometime. You should check out The Soft Bulletin by the Flaming Lips. Good shit. Some magic coming out of Oklahoma there with that. And up next, a favorite, and one that anytime I'm like DMV or the doctor or whatever, sitting in an uncomfortable seat, feeling like I'm waiting for something, this one comes to mind. I don't know. I know that the song probably is saying a lot more about a lot more, but you know, maybe I just pass the time picturing Ian McKay tearing it the fuck up with this one. Waiting Room by Fugazi. Let's get on the deck for you guys. Thanks for tuning in to Hag Ride Happy Hour at Radio Valencia here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, December. I hope your holiday season is treating you well and you're treating yourself well. And I'm going to try to treat you well, courtesy of Ian McKay and Fugazi. Let's go. We'll be right back.
Well, hey.
Try that again. Oh, good Lord. Some things can't be helped. Don't tell anyone. Anyways, thanks for listening to Hag Riot Happy Hour. We will get through this together. No, I'm very excited to tell you something I just learned that I wanted to share. Our fabulous neighbors over here at the Makeout Room, which is a favorite spot, are setting up for their annual holiday food drive to benefit the wonderful organization, the SF Marin Food Bank. Okay, you're gonna give me back? I'm talking Corey, my good pal over there, who is setting things up and keeping that lovely establishment running, but setting things up for the food drive. It starts at 6, and Makeout Room is a fabulous establishment if you haven't been, and you can come grab a good drink, you know, and bring food for folks that need it. There is enough to go around, so nobody should be going hungry, and yet here we are. Here we are these days that some folks are going hungry, and it's really, really essential we look out for one another. SF Marin Food Bank does a really great job of making sure that folks have what they need, and volunteering there is very easy. You can just sign up and drop in and help out. Wonderful people. This evening, 6 p.m., the Makeout Room food drive for SF Marin Food Bank. That is just something that I'll probably pop over to here. And also, there's so much good stuff going on in the city, and so make sure that our neighbors and friends and have what they need to be okay and to ideally thrive, you know? Okay, Hag Riot Happy Hour, Radio Valencia. Thanks for listening. We just listened to Waiting Room by Fugazi, and followed by Ankle Injuries by Fujie Miyagi. And I thought that was kind of a funny pairing because I've been in a waiting room with an ankle injury. How about you? Walking in the city on uneven sidewalks, and if you're not paying attention, you'll roll your ankles. So what's your step? Anyways, we got coming up here on our set of Sweet and Slappy with Hag Riot Happy Hour. Next, The Big Ship by just a quintessential artist and thinker, Brian Eno. If you're not familiar with the Long Now Foundation and the Interval, check those out. Pretty rad. One of the many amazing things he's created over the years. But we're here for music, and so let's go. We've got The Big Ship with Brian Eno coming up here next at Hag Riot Happy Hour. Thanks for listening. Let's go.
Yeah.
I love that song. That is LCD Sound System, James Murphy. Just killing it with New Body Rumba. That is a song that was written for the film White Noise with Adam Driver. It was it came out on Netflix somewhere along the lines in the pandemic or towards the end. But if you haven't seen it, Don Cheadle is in it as well, and Greta Gerwig, just fantastic, brilliant film, surreal, and the song features really strongly towards the end of the film in a really unique sequence that I will not give spoilers, because I hate spoilers. We hate spoilers at Hagwright Happy Hour. We love art and music and films, and we hate spoilers. So consider that a teaser. Anyways, LCD Sound System, New Body Rumba, so good. And you're listening to Hagwright Happy Hour over here at Radio Valencia. And yeah, they got the Holiday Craptacular setting up next door at the Makeout Room. There's a lot of good shows that have happened recently, and a lot of good holiday events going on. And tis the season. So, but there is a show next door, as there are many fantastic shows in the area right now. And today's theme is sweet and sloppy, and if you can't tell, that's how I'm kind of feeling. Feel a little sweetness, a little sloppiness. It's that holiday rush. Some crazy driving, but shout out to the fabulous crossing guard over who just is always waving and saying have a good day and happy holidays over at 24th and Bartlett. She's so much sunshine. I don't know her name. She'll find out. Anyways, gotta pass her on my way here. Want to come to talk to you guys and play some great music from artists that lift me up in times when the news brings me down. But we aren't a news radio station. We are a music radio station. And so let's get at it again. Just really throw in some favorite tracks and some fun ones. Things that just hit some nostalgic buttons, hit some happy buttons, hit some hot buttons, whatever. So we got up next a throwback, a good one from the aughts. Used to hate the phrase the aughts, but I think I'm okay with it now. So Not a Surf, popular. And I got the door open with to just get some fresh air and listen to the noises of the neighborhood, and maybe you can hear it. And everyone's jovial. All right. Okay, here we go. Hagwright Happy Hour. Not a Surf. Popular. Let's go.
Hey, I
they're having some.
Do you want to be Johnny Sledding? Don't worry, they're going to be honest with you. One month, she wasn't just about you. Well, first of all, let's see if they don't want to be Johnny or he has to be using his name, Johnny.
Three important rules for breaking up. Don't put off breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell them honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up a elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, you can remain friends. Yeah. catch the biggest fish in your pond. You have to be as attractive as possible. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him he liked his article in the newspaper. We support a 1 month limit on going steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your 1 month limit. He won't mind. He'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it. Everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel. What a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself. You don't need date insurance. You can go out with whoever you want to. Every boy. In some quarters, that this is not enough.
So good. That was none other than Nina Simone. Oh, God, I love Nina Simone. Might have been a little bit of a whiplash in genre, but you know, we like to cover the whole map, swing around genre to genre, from just essentially good music from brilliant artists. So that was "Save Me" by Nina Simone, and here at Hagride Happy Hour, we always got a little story about a song at a time, etc. And I remember the first time I heard Nina Simone. It was St. Patrick's Day in 2004. Yeah. And I was with a couple musician friends, dear friends. Muscle Memory is one project of one of them. Steven Reeker, brilliant artist, longtime friend from long ago. People Get Ready as well, and so he was the first person to introduce me to Nina Simone. I was wearing this wonderful vintage white dress, this little mod dress, and someone had spilt wine all down my dress, and I actually got the wine out. I know you guys are really concerned about this. Anyways, Save Me, Nina Simone, what a beautiful song. A lot of her records, and there's some great documentaries about her out there. Just an incredible pianist, and her voice is so beautiful and soulful, and just carries a lot of stories in it. Thanks for listening to Radio Valencia Happy Hour here with Hag Riot Happy Hour, and was just chatting with some good neighbors, some good people out here, and queued up one more few blah blah blah. Excuse me, let me try that again. Queued up one more Fugazi track for you all. Listen to that articulation, diction, such a good diction here. The sweet and sloppy episode of Hag Riot Happy Hour. Bad Mouth. Bad Mouth is a song by Fugazi coming up for you all next. And love me some Fugazi. Fugazi really, you know, gets the pulse up, gets the blood pumping, and you know, with some deep resonance, some deep feels that continue to be true. Thank you, Ian McKay, for this great song. Ian McKay and Co. Let's go. Bad Mouth from Fugazi. Up here next at Hag Riot Happy Hour on Radio Valencia.